Cardi B at the Met Gala after party.
Ooh.
And block China, honey, and her mom, Tokyo Tony, need your financial assistance.
And later, Andrew Freund chats with Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel McAdams about their new movie, Marvel's movie, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Down with Dave Chappelle.
Yep, things are getting pretty real in these comedic streets. So Dave Chappelle was performing at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. last night when he was attacked on stage.
God.
Now, video footage shows a man rushing the stage and charging towards Dave in an attempt to tackle him. And it's unclear what prompted the attack, but things didn't necessarily go well for the culprit. It was like he was on fire, and all the city of L.A. wanted to put him out with their feet.
Yeah.
Security came through. He ended up getting wheeled out by ambulance. It was bad. Also, reportedly, Jamie Foxx even stepped in to help Chappelle out. And Chris Rock, who was also performing, laid a joke asking, was that Will?
This is what everyone was worried about, especially comedians.
Yes, absolutely.
The repercussions of what happened that night and kind of put a target on all y'all's backs.
Even beyond comedy, Chewy, anybody who gets on a stage, you know, Brad, HK, you, Chewy, that somebody could actually bum rush you while you there, that's very scary.
It is.
I mean, Dave didn't expect that. And that being at the Hollywood Bowl, how the heck did he get in with a knife, a plastic gun?
Right.
That's very scary.
That's scary. So, Sherry, if this happened to you, who would you want to have your back? Myself, Brat, HK, or Gary?
Nothing against y'all, man. Brat from Chicago.
You better tell him, Sherry.
Don't even sleep on rat-a-tat-tat. Brat, don't please.
You know how we had to
my
come
Chicago
up in them
sister.
Streets, okay?
I'm telling you.
Okay?
Let me tell you something.
The ill
as
noise.
Nice as I am, you come up at me, I'm ready to fight you.
Yeah.
Man. Please.
All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like Billie Eilish and Cardi B are waving the peace flag. Thank God. So a clip recently went viral of Billie saying weird while Cardi was on stage talking at the Met Gala after party, right? Now, of course, trolls had to stir up some drama saying the two had beef and that Billie was shading Cardi. But Cardi quickly shut down the rumor. She took to Twitter sharing a screen record of an Insta DM conversation where the ladies laughed off the fake beef and captioned it. I hate the internet because, one, how do y'all turn one of the most lit parties into drama? Two, Ocean Eyes is the song I cater to my daughter. Three, Billie is my baby. Why do y'all want to turn everything into mess?
This is why I say you can't do nothing without these people always trying to turn
something.
Maybe Billie Eilish was like, that's weird. I got to go to the bathroom.
Be for real, Sherry. She was saying Cardi B was weird because that was weird. So y'all just
What is being called weird?
What was weird?
Words. I take that as a compliment in some situations, even if she was talking about her, even though she said she wasn't.
When you're at an event like that, nothing is private.
Cameras
are on you consistently. So you got to be careful, y'all.
Such a big
you
deal,
gotta be
though.
Careful.
You can't say nothing.
Oh my gosh! So you just can't even be human.
No,
that's what
Sherry,
I hate.
That
that
is
be
not robot. Human. You sniffing cocaine? That's not human. She doing the sign like she was sniffing cocaine. No, that's tacky.
Well, she was making a light joke at the expense of the people at the party.
Well,
you know
they didn't
how
think it was funny.
That's half of them was on coke for real. That's why.
That's weird.
Pass the powdered donuts.
Not crack though, because crack is cheap. Crack's cheap.
No, crack is whack. Crack is whack, Brett.
Well, the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. And it looks like Dolly Parton will be inducted into the hall after all.
Dolly.
So even after Dolly took herself out of the running back in March, the voters said, we'll always love you,
that's
Dolly.
Right. Yes.
And joining Dolly in this year's class, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Eurythmics, Duran Duran, Carly Simon, and Pat Benatar, just to name
Yes. They weren't already in there?
I thought they would have been in. Eminem has not been inducted?
Right.
Did not know that.
The Eurythmics, really? Duran Duran?
Do you all feel like we way behind on inducting people?
Yes.
We should not be this far behind on inducting. Are the Eurythmics even alive?
Oh, yeah. I saw him in Malibu a couple days ago.
Come on.
For real.
I mean, we really got to get.
The Eurythmics really ain't that old, Sherry.
All right, looks like Black China and Mama Bear Tokyo Tony need your support, y'all. Apparently, Tokyo has launched a GoFundMe that aims to raise $400,000 for China's appeal to the judge to go against the Kardashian-Jenner's defamation case, y'all. So now, can I please get a drum roll? Can I please get a drum roll, y'all? They've raised a grand total of $760 as of today. So y'all think they're going to make it to $400,000? What do you think?
I think they need to let this go.
How long ago did it start?
The GoFundMe started a couple days ago, probably.
Okay,
well, it'll grow. It'll grow, y'all.
It's not growing much, man, because I remember yesterday it was like $40.
But you know what I think, though? If you're going to raise $400,000, because it's not going to happen, they got the best lawyers in the world, it's going to be hard to overturn it. Take that $400,000 and, you know, if you can make it and put it up for yourself.
But, I mean, but Sherry, y'all not being very fair. We could raise money for people that we don't know for parents died and nobody knew who they are. They could at least give that woman Black China.
Nobody died,
Gary. Yeah, but GoFundMe usually raise money for them people that we don't even know.
Did you give her any?
I'm donating. I'm going to donate my Dish Nation check tomorrow. And we're going to donate.
That'll bring it up to 1,000.
That'll bring it up to 800.
Right.
That'll bring it up to 800. Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's time for another... Okay, so Mother's Day is going down this weekend, and if you were raised like I was raised, you would never, ever, ever, never cuss words or say cuss words in front of your mama, okay? No matter how old you are. So check this out. Somebody tweeted, I don't care if you curse in front of your mama, don't come around and curse in front of mine because it's disrespectful. And what we're not gonna do is disrespect my mama. Now that tweet sounded like she was clapping her hands. Like, what we not gonna do is when you come around be disrespecting my mama. All right, y'all, so let me ask you, what y'all think? Is it disrespectful to cuss in front of your mother or anyone else's mother?
I definitely agree. I mean, I think there's a time and place for everything. Your mom's is always gonna be mom. Same thing with grandma's, man. Right. Like, I won't curse around my mom, but when I get in the car, though, it's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a tacky thing. My brother curses. He was in the military, and I think that's his path.
But if your mom ain't tripping about it,
yeah, but
she don't
still,
bro,
she needs to say something.
I'm still terrified of my mother to this day. Like, she'll throw a chancla at my ass, and it's a wrap for me. But sometimes we say some outlandish stuff and curse sometimes on this show. And my grandparents watch this show religiously, so they love this show.
Yeah.
But thank God that they both have hearing aids. So a lot of times their hearing aids aren't all the way up, so they really can't hear what we're saying on the show. They just love to see their grandson on TV.
Right?
So yeah, that's thank God for hearing aids, y'all.
I don't cuss around elders.
Me
but my
neither.
Mom is a cool ass mama.
Yeah. Anytime my grandmother complained about the curse on this show, I tell them that's an overdub. I didn't do that.
Right. So they just made it.
Yeah.
They created that.
I did it on stage when I was with Babyface and Kim, and my family came, and all my aunties was there, my dad was there, and I said the word bitch.
Ooh.
And I just heard, watch your mouth.
No.
Watch your mouth.
No.
Right from the eighth row.
Oh my
God. No, it was my aunties. They was like, watch your mouth.
The conservative ones?
Yes.
Oh,
and I was like, auntie, it's from Chicago.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago, Brad. That's where I was. I was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, on stage. They was like, hey.
They're conservative because
Yeah, because if you don't remember, when Sherry did the show from her family's home, she had a turtleneck all the way up, covered everything. She had a sack over her body.
No makeup.
My daddy still think I'm a virgin.
Long skirt to her ankles.
There you go. Up next, y'all, some say love heals all, but Justin Bieber says it doesn't. Mm. Okay, I wonder how his wife Haley feels about that.
Ooh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, Justin Bieber kept it real about being married during a recent interview with Ebro on Apple Music. The singer said he thought marrying Hailey Bieber would fix all his problems, but he was wrong. Wow, listen to this.
It's a journey. I mean, I remember when I first got married, I hit a little bit of an emotional breakdown because I thought marriage was going to fix all my problems.
Wow.
And it didn't. It just kind of was a reflection of like, man, you're a bit of a hypocrite, man. Like, you want your wife to do something that you're not doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Let's go to the Dish Nation hosts that have been married. All right. Does Justin have a point? Sherry, HK, Brat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if you are not happy yourself and content with yourself, nobody is going to fix that.
Yeah, if you add things to a faulty foundation, everything's going to collapse, and you have to make sure you're solid.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you might be happy temporarily because this person makes you happy, but eventually your problems are going to seep back in.
That's
right. And you're going to be back where you started.
Yep.
So, Gary, is that why you've been single so long?
Mm. Sherry, I didn't want to talk about it, but yes. Because I'm not ready to boss up or get soft. So, you know, we got to have some hard queens up in the building. They need me.
Hey, rep the set, Gary. Rep the set.
Soft. That's right, honey.
Speaking of love and marriage, Kim Kardashian says she's got one more wedding in her. Okay. Oh. In a preview for this week's episode of The Kardashians, Kimmy revealed that after three failed marriages, she still believes in love. Wow. Check it out.
To me, a baby, you're stuck for life. Marriages come and go.
Yeah.
No offense, guys.
Yeah. No.
Take it from me. I believe in love. That's why hopefully there'll be just one more wedding for me. Fourth time's a charm.
Yeah, but she said four times is a charm, though, y'all. Now, wow, but between Kim and J-Lo, honey, who do y'all think, honey, is going to beat Elizabeth Taylor's record of being married six times?
Nobody.
I think that's J-Lo.
J-Lo. Kim Kardashian, some people are like, they love being married. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with marriage.
Or they love the thought of being married.
Yeah.
They love
the experience. They're in love with love.
Right.
And it seems like Kim Kardashian is like that. J-Lo is like that.
But it seems like historically, though, Kim has gotten married for some of the wrong reasons. Like, the Kanye thing seemed like it was really love. But once you realize you couldn't control the person you was in love with, then it became a problem.
But why she
like,
married that other tall, light-skinned dude for TV?
For TV, and she wanted to go to a Nets game.
Yeah.
So this one with Pete, I think it seems to be very happy. I would be a little concerned about marriage because you just coming out of a relationship that was traumatic.
I get rebound vibes with this whole relationship.
Yeah. That's why I'm going, like, take time out for yourself because you really can't figure out who you are unless you alone. And that's uncomfortable.
Oh, wow, Dr. Sherry. That is so amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, since we're on the topic of love, we have another celebrity. After saying she's never getting married again, Kelly Cuoco's heart just experienced another big bang of love.
Uh-oh.
Now, the actress made an Instagram official, so you know it's real, with lovey-dovey photos of her and Ozark actor Tom Pelfrey.
Oh,
and Tom must be putting it down because he's got homegirl writing poetry. And she captioned the pics, and let me get my soap opera voice on.
Do it, HK.
The sun breaks through the clouds. Rays of gold slipping into my eyes and heart. Rays of yellow break the gray.
That was amazing.
That was so awesome. That made it wiggle.
You know, as the sands through the hourglass. You know, all that vibe, right? But you know, when people start writing poetry, you know it's real. Because, like, that's like an ancient art. People forgot to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that just seems like there's something really here. What say y'all?
Yeah. No, she had the orgasm of life, HK.
You think so?
She had an orgasm that made her cry so hard that she went and wrote poetry.
Damn.
She ain't had that kind of big O in a long time.
Okay. All right, so when you fall in love again, Sherry, what's your poetry going to sound like?
Damn, he done made me throw away the prenup.
Oh,
that's my poetry.
Okay. I'm falling in love then.
And I ain't saying that, so I don't care what y'all say. Ain't nobody making me want to tear up no prenup.
Okay. We hope not.
Coming up next, Andrew Forrest sits down with the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel McAdams for their new film, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel McAdams for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Take a look. Benedict, what do you think about this wave, my Vanna White wave? What do you think of that?
I love it. You should just do that in real life all the time.
Okay, which brings me to my first question is...
Go on.
Okay, yeah, here we go. The hand gestures in this are iconic. Who is teaching you, like, is someone teaching you hand choreography? Like, where
does... established a visual choreographed language for the spell casting in the first film with a great guy called J-Funk, Julian, who is J-Funk on the YouTube, and you should look at it. He's a hand tutter, which is basically like a form of hand break dancing, and he's brilliant, and yes.
It looks freaking dope, so...
Great. Well, that's... Yeah. It feels freaking stupid a lot of the time doing it, but But thank God they actually put something on the end of your hands when it's actually finished.
The other fact that blew me about this mind is that you guys started shooting and the ending wasn't even written yet. No. But as a performer,
that's a Marvel way. It's nerve-wracking. So we were shooting Strange at the same time as Spider-Man, at the same time as WandaVision coming up, Loki after it. So all of these pieces and revelations and logics that had to be batoned from one, you know, entity of this story to the next.
Talk to me how you keep this movie straight, because it's very complicated. So did you like get a whiteboard and like chart things? Like, how did you keep it straight?
Yes. I turned to the Marvel experts in my life. I have a few friends that are very on top of it, thank goodness. And that was very enlightening. I took copious notes and I referred to them often. I harassed the writer daily.
Yeah.
I think he still is avoiding me.
Now, riddle me this. Let's get a little deep here. Who do you think would make the better boyfriend? Noah Calhoun or Doctor Strange? Let's discuss, Rachel. What are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
I have heard over the years that maybe it's actually a bit crazy to build the woman you're no longer with a house.
Okay.
It's one interpretation. I'm not saying it's the right one. But on the other hand, it's tough being with a sorcerer.
That's true.
You know, there's not a lot of room in that relationship for little Christine Palmer. So, right. Neither?
Okay. You know what? She's an independent woman. She don't need no man.
Right. She's got her dog she's rescuing on the weekends. That was from the first one. This is a deep dig there.
Yeah. I like it. The fans are going to love this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. This is the last story of the day. So,
Dish is
this is very startling, you guys. But since Fee Simone started her podcast, Know For Sure, baby, in the words of Gary, she is letting us in on all her business and getting really candid. Now, she revealed on Twitter that after her 32 years on this earth, last month she has finally had, wait for it, her first orgasm.
Oh,
what? No. 32, bro?
Well, you know what, though? Like, women's bodies are like cars, right? Some are American-built, some are foreign. Sometimes the oil plan ain't always in the right place, and you gotta work to find it. So congratulations.
Yes.
But I feel for her, because when you are in your teens and have an orgasm, that's probably one of the most intense orgasms you'll have versus 25 versus 40. At this age, if I have an orgasm, I think I'm having a stroke because, Jesus.
I just don't get this.
My heart, when they say your heart stopped at 20, when your heart stopped at this age, that's scary.
It might not come back. Somebody.
Oh, my God.
I'm stroking.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.